Let's talk to Warwick Hadfield now. Good morning, Warwick.
Good morning to you, Hamish.
Let's start with the tennis. A good day for Australia on day two of Wimbledon.
Yeah, look, Hamish, first round wins to Ashley Barty, Sam Stosur, yay, first round. Daria Gavrilova, Nick Kyrgios, Bernard Tomic, Matthew Ebden and Alex de Minaur. Now, Barty beat Stephanie Vogel, as we always thought she would. She's ranked at 17 for this tournament. Stosur beat her sometimes double partner, Peng Shuai, in straight sets, and she now plays Daria Gavrilova. In the gentleman's draw, as they love to say at SW19, spectators were treated to classic Nick Kyrgios. He yabbered at the crowd, telling people to sit down. He told his support team he didn't want them there. But he also produced the big serves when he had to beat Dennis Istomin in four sets, three of those going to tie breaks. So those big serves are a necessary thing. Now, Tomic, who only got to the first round as a lucky loser from the qualifiers, he beat Hubert Hurkacz in straight sets. As we know, Bernard Tomic, a much better player than a lucky loser, but has all sorts of problems about which we've spoken far too often. Now, a big moment for de Minaur, beating the number 29 seed Marco Cecchinato, and look, this is an even bigger win for Matthew Ebden, a there and thereabouts player for Australian tennis for quite some time. He's eliminated the number 10 seed David Goffin. Elsewhere, wins for Rafael Nadal. You could have penciled that in, inked that in, I think, weeks ago. But the two-time ladies champion, Petra Kvitova, beaten in the first round. So, you know, as always, there's the surprises, but day two has been a particularly successful one for Australians at Wimbledon. Not so for Alex Bolt, he was eliminated, but the other seven have gone through to the second round, Hamish.
And long may it continue. At the World Cup, Sweden advances, England and Colombia currently in extra time.
Yeah, look, England doing it the hard way. Sweden beat Switzerland 1-0, and England looked set for a similar victory over Colombia after a penalty to Harry Kane. But in stoppage time, Colombia got the equaliser through Jerry Mina. So extra time, which depending on where you're listening to this in the various parts of Australia, is still underway. And I'm just going to do a little check the magnificent things you can do these days on your computer. I'm live streaming SBS. Via Optus, I'm sure, and it's still 1-1. So we'll give the listeners the result of that later on this morning, Hamish. I would just imagine. Can you just imagine the sub editors on the London tabloids at the moment if England blows a 1-0 lead? And it's so spectacularly in the 93rd minute that Colombian goal came.
Yes, I'm sure there's headlines for both results, ready and raring to go in the newspapers. There in the AFL, no team for Tasmania in the Premier competition, and probably not one in the VFL either.
Well, Hamish, in recent times, the power of the local media in Tasmania, particularly the Mercury, has forced the AFL, and really had to be forced, drag kicking and screaming, into having a look at all that is wrong with Australian rules football in Tasmania. Traditional clubs folding, just can't get enough players and things like that. Now, the AFL, as I said, reluctant, but after all the smoke and mirrors of this investigation, the AFL announced predictably there will be no Tasmanian team in the AFL in the foreseeable future, but that a team could play in the secondary Victorian competition, the VFL, if the state can unite behind the idea. Well, there's no chance of that happening. Launceston hates Hobart, Burnie hates everyone, and these twains have never met. It's been thus since David Collins sailed into the Derwent in 1803 and William Paterson the Tamar a year later. And having lived in Tasmania for 10 years, I know only too well that it's impossible. The great miracle of cricket when cricket united is never going to be repeated in football. They're far too wedded to their various positions. And Hamish, look, we've got some fascinating stuff to talk about at 7:30. Aaron Finch's heroics in Zimbabwe with the bat, and the basketballers are back from the Philippines to try and justify all those things that happened there in that match, infamous match now yesterday.
We look forward to it, Warwick Hadfield. Thank you very much indeed. Speak to you at 7:30.
Good on you, Hamish.